You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We welcome on Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. Angelo, welcome back to Hardline.
Good morning, and how are you? I'm welcome. I'm happy to be back.
No complaints as we head into the holiday seasons. I want to get started. I want to talk electrification, but I do want your thoughts on Republicans and Elise Stefanik announcing her candidacy to take on Kathy Hochul. What are your thoughts of Congresswoman Stefanik?
Well, I like her. I think she's straightforward. She's a moderate. I think she's got a chance to at least challenge the sitting governor, especially on the programs that the sitting governor has implemented or supported, more particularly Mondami, more particularly her discussion on wanting to raise taxes on corporations. You know, it's not comforting to have a leader who goes to Mondami, sits with him for a Buffalo Bills game instead of coming to Buffalo, goes with him the election night, endorses him, knowing that his policies are disastrous to New York State taxpayers, that his focus is Semitism, his focus is socialism, okay? And, when sooner or later you run out of other people's money. Well, so what they're doing is trying to figure out how to get other people's money. And it's all about income redistribution, criticizing those that have worked all their lives to amass or accumulate financial security for themselves. Everybody wants a piece. You know, there's an old saying that if you build a better mousetrap, the world beats a path to your door. Well, the new saying is if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door, and then the socialists will be right behind them with their hand out, okay, instead of creating their own better mousetrap. So it's sad, but I think that it's an awakening for the people of New York as to where the direction of New York. We know that one of the big accounting firms is moving to Texas. We know that right now, from what I have read, there are more financial sector employees in Dallas than there is in all of New York State. They've opened a stock market in Dallas. And one of the arguments always was, well, New York City's vibrant. There's restaurants. Well, Dallas right now is in such a boom that will not be, hold true. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And then in one breath, they support Mandami. And then the day after the election, well, we can't afford his free stuff. We'll have to figure out ways to get the money. And the other thing is, I'm curious, when we get back to Albany, she's got to have her budget by January 15th. What's it going to show? Last year was $262 billion. The comptroller said we're short of money. So what are they going to do in an election year? So there's just so many issues that have to be brought to the table. And Stefanik, should she get the nod, will at least present a position on all these issues for the individuals to think about. Okay, and then let the individual taxpayers, let the voters decide. So that's it.
Assemblyman, we learned this week about the pause on the electrification mandate. Your thoughts on that, and legally, where does it go from here? What kind of timetable are we looking at?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to speak as an attorney. I feel strongly the courts would have issued the injunction, because one of the principles of an injunction is irreparable harm. And we know that if they had gone with the mandate and people were harmed, it would have been irreparable because they had no choice. And the court then makes their decision. Well, I think the plaintiffs erred in allowing a stipulation from the defendants, from the state, to delay it for at least a year, coincidentally, right after the election. Had the court issued the injunction, it would have been evidence, in my mind, that it is not a good policy, and it would have been utilized to open more people's eyes. But by stipulating, the state's going to declare a victory. And I just read an article, and I'll read you the beginning. The state's decision to suspend the implementation of the All-Electric Building Act, okay, it's a major victory for families, businesses across the state. They didn't agree, okay? They made a strategic decision because they knew they were going to get walloped in the courts. But now, what's going to happen right after the election? Are they going to now implement it? But let's go back to the procedure. It's in court. There will be a decision at some point, and it's going to be appealed to the Supreme Court. So this could be a number of years. But in the meantime, everybody's sitting in limbo. Nobody knows what they're going to do with their houses, if they're going to have to convert. And again, this is not we need to be stewards of the environment. This is practicality when you're going to do something. You need a plan forward. You need to be prepared. And my conference, the Republican conference, pushed this from day one. All of a sudden, the majority members started getting a lot of heat from their own districts. So what did they do? A couple of them championed, well, we got to delay it. So now they're becoming the heroes to their people. And these are the ones who voted for it. These are the ones who've been pushing for it. So I think the people need to have their eyes opened. We can't lay down. We can't fall asleep. They have to be vigilant because this is not going to go away, but we're not ready. Let's look at Micro, the chip manufacturer in Syracuse. Remember how that was announced with all the fanfare and it's going to make a difference in New York? I said day one, it'll never happen. Well, what's happened is they just announced the first building is not even going to be started until 2030, if it started at all. So this is what? We're 4 years down the road, possibly. They can't provide the power necessary for that building on a renewable only, but they're going to put a gas line in. They're going to let them start going in different directions to try and keep that alive. But I shudder to say that chip plant will never, ever become operational because it's New York. It's going to become too costly. Or if it does, the taxpayers are going to bear the burden okay, with all of the grants and with all of the free money that they're going to get. And I'm not talking IDA money. I'm talking about just cash money, okay? So we really have to become vigilant, because those pushing for these mandates in their timetable, it's impossibility. It's an impossibility of performance. The grid cannot sustain it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And New York State, I believe, is only 0.05% of the pollution in the country. Okay? So they could go all electric and it's not going to make any difference. And then what do we do when they find that the solar panels, okay, they can't be recycled, there's chemicals in them, that there's more efficient ways. Now they've destroyed all of our land. They've taken our farmland from Western New York. Okay? And yes, they're giving farmers more money than they would by growing food. But where's our food going to come from? So it's just again, failed policies when you have one party control that does not look at the consequences. Why don't they start putting these in New York City? Well, they can't put solar panels in New York City. Let's look at windmills. It takes more to build a windmill than more energy to build a windmill than the windmill will produce. And you can't recycle the blades. They leak hydraulic fluid into the ground. So it sounds good. The headlines make these things sound good. But we really have to open our eyes, because this building mandate is not going to go away. It is absolutely, we can't do one source of power. Even the governor has said we're looking at nuclear now. Okay, the environmentalists are anti-governor on some issues because they feel she shouldn't be pulling back. But it's kind of like you need to go somewhere, but you have no gasoline for your automobile. The battery's not working. I'm going to give you something really interesting about the batteries also, because we're talking the economy, okay? And I know you let me go on, but so I have a battery-powered leaf blower. The battery would not charge, so I went to buy a new battery. The new battery was a little over $300. I bought an entire new unit. Came with two batteries and a charger for less than $300. So think about the size of the batteries for buses and for trucks. The cost is going to be monumental. And so if they give subsidies, where's it coming from? The taxpayers. Those that bought electric cars. Oh, I got a subsidy. I got money from the government. That came from taxpayers. Think about that. Every government dollar is taxpayer money. So, you know, I know you have some questions, and I talk fast because we don't have a lot of time. So
no, I appreciate your insight on this assembly, man. You mentioned the battery on buses, and you know there's this push by the state to make more school buses battery operated. I don't have to tell you, looking at your district, what that could mean. A cold day in February, and we have a bunch of kids on a battery operated school bus. Is there any effort to push the state away from, giving incentives to districts to go all electric with school buses?
There's a big move towards removing that obligation. Thursday night was the Erie County School Board Association roundtable, and that was one of the biggest discussions. One of the four big ones, I should say, was the mandate for electric school buses. They can't afford them. And what they were saying is their research has shown that they're going to have to replace all of their driveways because of the weight of the buses will destroy the blacktop. So they're going to have to do concrete. Think about our highways, what they're going to do. The first responders are frightened because you can't put a fire out. So if you get a school bus that has an accident and the kids are trapped and the battery explodes, you're going to kill kids. Okay. It's absolutely absurd. And then let's take the Adirondacks, the North Country. Some of these bus runs are 100 miles. The buses cannot do it. So again, it's one of these, it's a policy that nobody will listen to the counter moves. Nobody will discuss it. They want it. They're the majority. They can push it. And where's this push coming from? New York City. Everything comes out of New York City, all the pushes. They don't have, and it's like they have subways. Why don't we start looking at this money that they're wasting on these subsidies to force people's decisions on mass transit? Why don't we put better trains in? Why don't we lobby the federal government to have CSX be a more responsible citizen? So they own all the tracks. So our passenger trains take second to freight trains because they make more money on freight than on the passenger trains. I tried to take the train to Albany when I first went. I could drive it in 4.5 hours. Sometimes a train ride would be 7 or 8 hours because we'd get pulled over to the side because freight trains would come through. Are they studying it? No. Are they putting better mass transit in? No. Okay. And then you got the NFTA cutting out rural routes. So people need their cars to drive. They need to be able to get in that automobile and know that they can go from point A to point B. So when you talk about this entire process, there's so much discussion that needs to be done. And we have to start pushing back on those that feel theirs is the only solution, when in fact it'll never work. All right. And then let's take electric bills. Look at your electric bill. It's not the cost of the electricity. It's transportation, surcharges, and taxes that are going up that produce probably 70% of the bill. And what are they for? For them to build their infrastructure, which is not there, on the backs of the taxpayers. So we have some issues, a lot of issues. We need to be stewards of the environment, but we also have to be very, very intelligent about it. And we can't use hyperbole and hysterics to drive the conversation.
2 minutes. My final question is, so it's in limbo, as you said, it's on a pause. Will there be an effort in the assembly, maybe trying to target those moderate Democrats that were asking for a pause, to put a full repeal to this mandate and to the upcoming mandates, including the automobile mandate that's also hanging out a few years down the road?
Well, there will be a push. There'll be a push by my conference, maybe some of the more moderate majority members. But there's also, we have to look at the underlying underground Democratic Socialist push. Now that Mondami has won, they are threatening to primary, I believe, 7 moderate majority members in the next election if they don't become more of a socialist and more towards these issues. So there's an infight within the majority conference, and I'm hoping. Now, if the governor is really, really sincere in her movement, then what she should do the first month of session is put legislation in, to put a chapter amendment in, to not to take this all-electric building mandate out. Okay? So I'm going to tell the taxpayers, I'm going to tell the voters, watch the movements in Albany and see how this is progressing. And it'll give you a hint as to what your future is going to be.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, always great catching up with you. What do you think the score of the game is going to be this afternoon?
Well, I got to tell you what, if it doesn't go Buffalo way tomorrow morning, they better fire the offensive coordinator and maybe the head coach, because their play calling has been ridiculous. And listen, I don't know. It's not my job. But I got to tell you what, I could lose games a hell of a lot cheaper with less salary than the offensive coordinator. But what it seems is they're taking Josh Allen's game and trying to change his game and what made him who he is. And look at New England. Their second-year quarterback, and they're in first place, is a young Josh Allen. They're letting him play his game, okay? And so I think that you can't change the quarterback. You got to make the team around the quarterback's strengths, and I don't see Buffalo doing that. I'm not going to predict the score. I'm just going to hope, keep my fingers crossed that they're victorious.
Sounds great. Hey, Angelo, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you looking and calling me. Take care.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.